Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm hoping I'm calling the right number. I noticed a charge on my account, which is where I got this phone number from, and there was a charge for $7.95. Now, this charge of $7.95 on my account was for a dash cam, and it said just pay shipping and handling for the $7.95. Well, I noticed the same company, Access Excellent Quality, has charged my account again for an amount of $53 and some change. Now, if I have to pay for this, other than the $7.95 shipping, I don't want it. I will send it back. I don't want this transaction on my account. I don't want the dash cam. It's, in fact, not even compatible for what I was going to even use it for. So, yeah, I don't want it. I want my money back, and I will send this back to you. So how do I go about getting my money back?
Can I please have your zip code and your first and last name?
It's 87111. First name is Jeanette. Last name is Roybal.
And
when I ordered this, when I ordered this, it said it was only shipping and handling of $7.95. That is it. It did not say it was going to keep charging me. It did not say it was going to have an increase in sale transaction or nothing. So if that's the case, I don't want it. I'll send it back.
Can you please verify the address of the account?
4200 Spanish Bit Northeast, Apartment B101. Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87111. And in fact, I actually just received the darn thing today. So.
Okay. Well, ma'am, we don't take returns. As of the other charges, in the terms and conditions, it states that you would be billed a monthly subscription for our online gadget store, which also includes a $125 gift card sent to you via email every month.
I don't have any of that. I didn't get an email. I did not get a gift card. I don't want it. Take it back.
It would be in your spam folder.
I don't have any transactions in my spam folder. Why would I have a transaction for a gift card in my spam folder? I didn't say anything. I don't want it. Cancel this subscription. I don't want it.
Okay, I can cancel out the account. Are you ready for the confirmation number?
Yes.
C as in Charlie, 259-1838-43.
Now, how do I go about sending this damn thing back to you? I don't want it.
Well, we don't take returns, ma'am. I don't even have an address to give you to return it.
Well, what about my money back?
I can refund you 35% back.
35%, which is how much?
I have to calculate it.
So, please do that.
$19.93.
So out of $50, out of $56 and some change, you can only give me back $20?
Yes, ma'am.
No. I will dispute this transaction because that is not how it's no. And I didn't even get, I'm not going to buy any of this. I don't want any of this. I am not going to have this. No. I will send it back. In fact, I will just throw it in the trash because it's not even compatible for what I want. And I did not authorize this payment.
Okay, ma'am. Please hold on. Let me see if there's anything else I can do for you. Hello, ma'am, are you there?
Yes.
What I can do is refund you 50% back and cancel out the account.
So 50% of my $56 that you guys stole from me, I only get, what, maybe $26 and some change?
$28.48.
And then I keep this doohickey that I have no use for.
Well, we don't take returns, ma'am.
Okay. Why can't I just get my money back? Okay, it's still technically pending. I don't want this item. I don't care for it. It's not even compatible. I can't even use it. And I did not authorize the additional $56. The $7.95, yes. The $56, no. I did not authorize that. I did not submit a negative thing. And even in the confirmation email that I got of that subscription, it says nothing about an additional $56. So I want it all back. Every single last dime, not the $7.95 that I'm fine with, the $56.90 whatever cents that I want it all back, and I want it back now.
Yes, ma'am. I can refund
that's
you 50% back.
You guys cannot scam people like that.
It's
no,
not a scam, ma'am. You've received the product.
I just told you. Did you not listen to me? I just told you I got it just today. It's still in the goddamn box. I haven't even used it.
Yes, ma'am. You agreed to the terms and conditions. Were you checked the 18 years or older?
No,
the terms and
no,
conditions
ma'am,
are
I
right
did
there.
Not. No, ma'am, I did not. I agreed to a $7.95 shipping and handling only. That is all. That is it. That is what I agreed to. I did not agree to have a monthly subscription taken out of my account. I did not agree to get no, you know, via gift card, all this other bullshit. I did not agree to any of that. I want my money back. I want my money back, and I want it back now.
Okay. I can refund you 50% back and cancel out the account.
No, I want all of it back and cancel my subscription, supposedly this prescription. I want it all back. I want $56.95 back now.
Yes, ma'am. I can refund you 50% back and cancel out the account.
No, I want it all back. I want every single last one.
Yes, ma'am. I can.
I want it all back.
I can refund you 50%.
You higher up. You will give me to your superior. I want every single penny back. I want the $56.95 back. Now. I want it back. Accredited
yes,
to
ma'am.
My account. Now.
We all follow the same protocol. They're going to tell you the same thing I'm telling you.
I don't care. I want it all back.
Okay. I can refund you 50% back and cancel out the account.
I want it all back. You're not listening to me. I want every single last bit of it back.
Okay, ma'am, let me see if there's anything else I can do. Please hold. Okay, ma'am, what I can do is apply my family's and friends discount and refund you 75% back.
You're not listening to me. I want it all back, 100%. I want it all back. I want my $56.95 back, and I want it now. You can keep your stupid little spam gift card or whatever, and I throw this darn thing in the trash because I don't want it. I don't want it. It's not even compatible for what I need it for. So guess what? I was going to send it back if it wasn't going to work anyway. And like I said, no subscription. I did not agree to a subscription. I want my money back now.
Okay, ma'am. Let me see if there's anything else I can do. Please hold. All right, ma'am. As a one-time courtesy, I'm going to refund you in full. I've canceled out your account. You will no longer be billed. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days to appear back in your account. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
No, ma'am, I want to confirm. So the cancellation number that you just gave me, that confirms my cancellation of the subscription, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, and I'm getting my 100%, I'm getting my $56.95 back, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye.